Good day, good day, good day. You are now tuned in to the Super D Podcast Show. And this is my second series of affirmations. I am using this series to go deeper into the law of attraction because I know there's a lot of information out there on it. And I just want to also bring clarity to it. A lot of people wonder, well, how does it work? Do I just think of something and then it just comes? And your thoughts do play a very important role in attracting the things that you want to have in your life. But there's much more to it. And I want to co-sign something that Albert Einstein has said and also Nikola Tesla. And if you are not familiar with those people, I suggest that you do some research. But most people are familiar with Albert Einstein, and people are becoming familiar with Tesla because of the Tesla cars now. And, you know, some people have been curious to do some research and see, like, what is Tesla about, you know? And Tesla was a very powerful scientist, and he did some amazing things with the power of his mind back in his days. He actually found a way for us to all have free energy. And I personally feel that it would be amazing. And when I say free energy, I mean like electricity, you know, because I'm going to go back to why I brought them up, but I can't continue to go on without saying this. He figured out a way for us to have free electricity. That means us not paying for lights and paying for the benefits of electricity, all the things that are electric in our modern world. And I look forward to seeing what he discovered, put into practical work within this lifetime of mine. Because as we are evolving, we're going to stop being so greedy, you know? And so that's all I wanted to say about Nikola Tesla. But what Nikola Tesla and also Albert Einstein pointed out is that every single thing is energy. And scientists are seeing that now as they examine everything. Everything is energy. Your clothes is energy. Your house is energy. We are definitely energy. And, you know, only difference is the density and the movement of the particles. Some particles are not moving as quickly, like light. Light moves very quickly. Whereas your TV, even though it emits light, the structure of it, you know, it's not vibrating quickly. So it's not, it doesn't look like it's moving, but in reality it is. If you look at it with a very powerful microscope, you will see that they're actually moving particles, just moving at a much more slower rate and having more density to it. So I say that to explain more of the law of attraction. Now that you are aware, you know, and you also, I encourage always my listeners to do independent research, because you don't learn by hearing me. You know, you learn through your own experience, and that's going to take some effort and some energy on your part into discovering these things, to realize the validity of it and the truth of it, and then thus the knowledge of it. So, anyway, our energy, also our vibrations, play a very, 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 very important role in the law of attraction as well. And you'll hear terms of feng shui, which is an oriental art form of allowing energy to flow a certain way in your personal spaces so that you live a more harmonious life. And people use feng shui in their homes. People use feng shui in their offices, you know, and that's also another term and idea that I encourage my listeners to do further research on. So when it comes to law of attraction, the thought is an important aspect of it, but also your energy towards that thought and with that thought is equally, if not more, important. So let me use an example, and I'm going to use something very, very, very basic. Let's say you are desiring a car. Excuse me for that yawn. I just literally came out of a meditation listening to this other queen, and so I'm in a very relaxed mode right now. So forgive the yawns, but you know that I'm transparent with you guys, so you might hear a yawn, you might hear a burp, it's no telling what you will hear on the Super T podcast show. It's just pure authenticity. We're in these human bodies, and sometimes we don't know where the air is going to come up and out of us. But anyway, let's try something basic like a car. I use a car because I actually, before I was consciously applying the law of attraction, I attracted a particular car in my life. And I want to tell you how I did it. And then also explain, now that I know how I did it, you know, I'm going to tell you what I did. And now I understand or understand how it came to pass, you know. So I was living in Pennsylvania at the time with my two children, married, and there was parked inside of this, wasn't particularly a parking lot, it was like a lot though, that was connected to a building, and there was a 95 Cadillac DeVille, dark green beige ragtop, and I just loved this car. Every time I would see it, it was just had this vibe to it, and I immediately, when I saw it sitting there, I was like, I want that car. And I would walk past the area often, and every time I walk past that area, I'd be like, I'ma have you. That's what I said every time. And every time I said that, so not only was it a thought, but it was also an affirmation that I was using. I was verbally affirming that it was mine. But I felt good about it. Like, that was the emotion. That was the energy. Because emotions are energy in motion. You know, it's moving energy. So I would feel good every time I saw it. Every time I said it, I felt good. And don't you know, I seen it maybe in the summertime. And I don't recall whether I had, I might have been in between jobs, to be honest with you. Just trying to think back, because that was a while ago. My son was like possibly 6 years old. He's turning 21, so that tells you how long ago that was. I had no clue about what law of attraction was, by the way. Although I had watched The Secret, but I smoked so much marijuana back then that The Secret was watching me. It must have went to my subconscious somehow. Maybe that's why I'm at this point I am right now. But to tell you that I consciously knew what the hell was going on then, not so much, if I'm going to be 100% transparent. I remember watching it. I don't know how I retained anything, but it obviously went into my subconscious, which is a good thing, knowing that now. However, I don't remember what my financial situation was. What I do know is that even though I was saying I was purchasing this car, I was getting this car, I had no idea how much the car cost. I had no way of getting the car right then and there. However, I didn't let that deter me. It was just like, this is my car. you are my new car. And I see it, and I say it, and I see it, and I say it. And as I saw it, as I said it, as I affirmed it, I felt good at the same time, you know, my feelings. So all of that was in alignment. All of those are important with the law of attraction and actively and consciously using the law of attraction. So remember that. Came that tax season, which was around February. I got the car. I called the people. The car was extremely affordable. The battery was dead, but or at least it died because it was on its last juice. There goes another one. So anyway, I had to replace the battery, but it was super affordable. And that was my baby, and my babies loved it. You know, we all loved that car. And it, you know what, another thing that I'm recognizing as I'm explaining this story and going into the law of attraction is that they also was affirming with me, you know, like we were, because they were young enough. I mean, 6 years old, and my daughter was like, what, one or two, you know what I'm saying? And so she was about 2 years old. So, you know, we are all moving together. We're all looking at, mommy is like, hey, that's my car. And they're like, yeah, whatever mommy says is what it is right now. That's my car, you know? And we all would be happy. So now I'm realizing that it wasn't just me, you know, that was making and tapping into it. We all attracted that car to us. And we all loved it once we had it. We went on some amazing adventures. We pooled. Of course, we did the basic stuff like food shopping. But we would go out, go to the buffet. You know, we just had fun. Go to the park. We even rode it to New York City once and brought some food up here. And we loved the mommy's Cadillac. And then I was not with my ex-husband at the time. He was during a break. And then I decided to get back with him. And yeah, I say this, and this is how I feel about it. He killed my car. No way around it. He killed it. Me not being so attached to, you know, material things, I let him drive it. Once he began to drive it, things start falling apart. You know, he was letting people in it without me knowing, and they were doing things to it, devious things, and I buried it by my very, very awesome mechanic. Yeah, that's where it stayed until, you know, they used it for the parts, and that was that. So anyway, though, it was really like a piece of family, even though it was an object, you know, it really was. But you live and learn. I was young. I had no idea of the things that I know about now, so I made choices that I probably could have made better choices about, but that's neither here nor there. The point and the purpose of this podcast is to discuss more into depth the law of attraction and to bring more clarity into the working parts of it. And to also point out that if you are doing this in a group, you are just adding more fuel to the manifestation that you are seeking to manifest. You know, so remember the components: the thought, the word, which you use to do the affirmation, and the emotion behind it. Now, visualization added with that is an added bonus. You know, I guess seeing the car helped to actually visualize me in it. But I really didn't visualize me going on any trips in it, to be honest. I just looked at it, you know. I made affirmations with my mouth. I felt emotions, and then I just let it go, you know? It wasn't like something that I constantly was like, well, how am I going to do it? How? I didn't stress that. Never stress the how, because trust and believe, the how will reveal itself to you once you have made the decision and what you have been, what you have certainty about what it is that you want. So that is on the love attraction. Now, today, what came to me while I was doing my own personal work was that space. Space is very important. And I touched a little bit on it when I mentioned feng shui, because feng shui deals with your spaces. So what I would love my listeners to do is to examine the space around them, their personal space, their workspace. Examine all of their spaces and see, is there anything in those spaces that doesn't serve a purpose? If there's things in your space that doesn't serve a purpose, get rid of it. Get rid of it so that you allow space for things that will serve your purpose in there. Because sometimes the things that we want are right there. They're so close to us, but it can't fit because something else is occupying the space that it's supposed to occupy. And that could be with material things. That could be with a job, a career change. That could even be with a relationship. That could even be a person that you may need to not have in your circumference so that another person can come within. So that's what I wanted to say before we go into our affirmations. And our affirmations is going to be centered around clearing our spaces and honoring our spaces and keeping our spaces safe and secure. So I like to do mirror work, which is us standing, or me and you, the listeners, standing in front of a mirror as we speak these words, or utilizing your smart device, which means you put your camera into selfie mode, you press record as you look into the camera, and you hear the words, and you speak the words either mentally and or verbally, or mentally and verbally, and you can play it back as many times as you want. This is why it's here. It's here for you to use as many times as you want for free. So feel free to repeat it. Use it over and over again. If you really are enjoying it, pass it on to a friend so they can use it as well. So let's begin. I appreciate today and all that it has to offer. I am receptive to all the good that is available for me. And I know that things are always working out for me. I decide today to be mindful of my thoughts, to be mindful of my words, and to be mindful of my emotions. I decide that how I feel today is important. And it's one of the most important things that is happening today. Because my feelings let me know whether I am in alignment with my higher self, which is the God within me. Because God is within everyone. And when I am in alignment with my God, then things feel really good. And I appreciate that. I appreciate being aware of that. And I also decide today to be mindful of my space. To clear out anything in my space or anyone in my space that is not in alignment with me. Or in alignment with my purpose. Or in alignment with the things I am working to manifest. I simply clear it out. Get rid of it. If it's an object, then I toss it. or I give it to someone who it can serve. If it's an individual, I peacefully just excuse myself from that individual, and I continue to clear out my space of things that do not serve my highest good. Once I do this clearing of my space, then I am able to allow the things that I do want and desire into the space that is now available for it to fill. And I also protect my space. I protect my space with prayer. I protect my space with crystals. I protect my space by affirming that it is protected, that it is safe, that it is secure. I know that my words are powerful, and I use my powerful words to create in my life, to create exactly what I want in my life. And I operate with the law of attraction consciously. And by doing this, I realize that I am mastering myself and I am mastering my life. And this is how it is to be. This is how it is to be. So I'm so grateful for this. And I am so grateful for today. And I am open and receptive to all the good that is coming my way. For as I speak and as I feel so good in knowing it, because I have it already, I feel it and I have it, and I allow my emotions to be in alignment with my words and my thoughts, and I am mindful of my thoughts that they are in the direction of the things that I look to manifest in my life. And I'm so grateful for this. I express my gratitude for each and everything in my life now. And I know that I am attracting more and more things to be grateful for. Today is a great, marvelous day. I'm grateful for it. And I'm mindful of my thoughts, of my spaces, and all is well.
Hey, you thought it was over, didn't you? Well, thank you for sticking through to the end, because I got something special for you. For you. For you. And that is an appreciation. An appreciation of you taking the time to listen to what I got to say. On my mind, what's in my heart, and just how I feel, to know that my listeners actually care enough and value enough what I have to say, it just touches me deep in my soul. So thank you so much for your time. I want you to know your time was not wasted. I hope that you were entertained. I hope you got a little laugh. I hope you got something from this. That it's an even exchange of energies and respect and of love. So thank you for listening to my podcast. This is the Super Tea Podcast, where I spill all my tea, and sometimes other people tea too if they give it to me, you know what I mean? But please stay tuned. I will be uploading and adding more and more. So again, I want to thank you for your time and let you know that I love you. And also let you know that, hey, if you got something to say, just as the commercial shared, hey, you can monetize what you got to say. So just think about it. Food for thought. This is a great platform, and anybody can do it. All right. Take care and be well.